Welcome to Channel Chat, Search Networking Channel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending April 10th, 2009. This is Rivka Little, site editor. Today's guest is Seamus McGillicuddy, news editor for the networking group. Seamus will be discussing a session he attended at VoiceCon last week entitled, "I'm a Nortel Customer, What Do I Do Now?" So, Seamus, this was a pretty brave move on the part of VoiceCon and by Nortel to send Joel Hackney, who's the president of Nortel Enterprise Solutions, to meet, you know, the masses of customers at VoiceCon. Were you surprised by this move?
Yeah, I thought it was unusual, especially just sort of opening it up to anyone. The doors are wide open. Anyone from the press, anyone from any customer organization was allowed to go in. Analysts were there. I actually double-checked with the PR people for VoiceCon just to make sure that everything was going to be on the record and that press would be welcome, and she said sure. Because when I first looked at the room where it was going to take place, it was really small, intimate atmosphere. You know, it was sort of like a round table conference room style meeting space that looked like it had a capacity for only 20 to 25 people. And as the room continued to fill and become standing room only, they had to cancel a neighboring session and open up the collapsible walls into the next conference room so that they could double the capacity.
Wow. How many people do you think ended up coming?
I was really furiously taking notes, but based on my rough estimate, I'd say at least 100, 150, 125 people.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, though. There's a lot of concern out there. So was there one sort of central theme or sentiment that was in the room, or was there just really a wide range?
Well, there were a mix of sentiments. I mean, I definitely picked up on the fact that some of the Nortel customers that were in the room were a little angry, a little disappointed in Nortel's leadership. There was one customer who identified himself as being from the Research Triangle area, who said that he had seen in the local media reports of Nortel canceling severance package payments to former employees who had been let go before the bankruptcy declaration. And he was really, you know, you could hear in his voice, he was like, why should we trust you? Why should we trust a company that does that? And Joel Hackney, you know, tried his best to explain that his company had to make sure its obligations were met to customers and suppliers in order to continue doing business, even if that left a black eye on the reputation. And other customers seemed kind of mournful, like, you know, saying that their heart's still with Nortel, but it's really hard for them to stay with them as a customer now that they're getting ready to replace some legacy voice systems. Like, how do they stay with Nortel when they're really not sure what's going to be going on with the company in the next 2 or 3 years? Because, you know, the company will be around for 2, 3 years for sure, probably, but most of the technology they sell, companies are hoping to get 10, 15 years out of them in some instances. And how do you invest in a technology that's going to last that long if you're not sure it's going to be around for at least the first quarter of its life cycle?
Right. And I guess they gave no specifics as to, you know, well, if this technology is bought by another company, you know, there will be sort of customer service or support going forward. There was none of that discussed, correct?
No, not really. I mean, they kept referencing May when they're going to be filing their restructuring plan. And Joel Hackney was saying, you know, we really wish we could show you what's in that plan, but we're not allowed to for various reasons. And also, you know, one customer specifically said, you know, this just sounds like a lot of marketing speak to me. I mean, how do you help us get over our uncertainty? And I felt like he just didn't have a lot of those answers. I talked to one customer afterwards who was actually specifically went to VoiceCon to look at his other options. He'd been a customer of Nortel for 20 years, and he had gone to VoiceCon just to look at what other vendors in the market are doing. And he said he left that session really not feeling any differently one way or the other. He said that all it did for him was confirm the sense that other Nortel customers out there are really unsure of things. The one really bright beacon of support came from the head of the International Nortel Networks Users Association, Victor Bonert, who reiterated his organization's support for Nortel, and he cited some internal polling of the organization, which said that about 80% of its membership plans to continue moving forward with investments. So, you know, customers are still out there. They're just they haven't heard anything from Nortel yet that really reassures them. But then, given the economy in general, I mean, they aren't really expecting to hear anything until May.
Right, and the rumors coming out about what's to be filed in May are not exactly reassuring either. I mean, most of those rumors deal with, in fact, selling the enterprise unit. So I just, you know, I wonder how that will even pan out. I know when I was reading your article, I noticed that one customer sort of grumbled, well, even channel partners are turning away and selling competitors' products.
Yeah.
I wonder, were there channel partners there, or was there any reaction to that comment?
I wasn't aware of any channel partners there, but that sentiment was repeated by other customers there. One customer turned around and looked at Joel. She was sitting at a table, and Joel was behind her speaking to the whole crowd, and she said, your channel partners are not serving you well. And he thanked her for that and said, you know, we appreciate you telling us that. And I got the sense that he probably wanted to follow up with her after the session to find out what she meant exactly by that.
How interesting. Well, it's funny because sort of the main core of channel partners are very similar to the Customers Alliance or association that were there, or rather the Users Association, in that they have this very bizarre, very strong allegiance to Nortel. And they will fight for Nortel to the end, but sort of one of the biggest Nortel channel proponents, Stuart Chickmer from Optivore, recently said, you know, well, there's only so long allegiance can really last, you know, when things are going so badly. So I wonder, did anybody question the people from the Users Association about that specifically?
No, the session really focused on Joel Hackney and some other executives who were there from Nortel. There wasn't a lot of dialogue with Inua or anyone else that was sort of running the session. It was really more the customers wanting to express how they're feeling and get their questions bounced off of Nortel leadership.
Interesting. So ultimately, do you think that there were any fraction of users in attendance that came out more reassured than they were when they went in?
No, I don't think so. I didn't hear anything at the session that would really sway them. They talked about how they'd signed some new channel partners, but they didn't really go into specifics about that. And they named off some customer wins. But, you know, these guys are there to sort of figure out what their next investment's going to be, and all of them are thinking to themselves that they can't invest in a company until they know it's going to be around for a while. And Nortel didn't say anything about that one way or the other. And they also asked Joel Hackney what was on the table in terms of what was going to be sold off and what was going to be retained. And he said everything was on the table. They're looking at everything.
Wow. That's a bold and a broad statement.
Yeah. I mean, he's making it be known that what's the decision's really going to depend on what they can do realistically in terms of getting something sold to a competitor or whatever. It's really, you know, anything goes, I think, until they actually get the restructuring plan out there in public, because I think they know that they have to do whatever it takes to keep the company going. And even though the enterprise business is really strong, you know, if they have to sell off part of that, that's the way it goes.
Wow, I think we're all looking forward to May.
Yeah.
Well, Seamus, this was awesome reporting. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I loved reading the story, so thanks.
Thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all your networking channel professional needs. This has been Rivka Little, and thanks for joining us.